Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Cassie.
And we're here with Cassie at Maker Expo. Now, Cassie, you are an interesting kind of maker. You are, in fact, the only trainer that we have all day.
That's very exciting. I'm excited to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you work on and what you do?
So I am the, I suppose, owner now, I can officially say that, of 100 Days, which is lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness coaching. So I make fitness. I do it for myself. I do it for others. And I try to create content related to that that people actually want to read, see, or view in some way.
Fabulous. So can you talk about, as somebody with a deep-seated, although, as the podcast has shown, not entirely engaged interest in fitness, can you tell me about some of the stuff you've made?
So right now, I primarily focus on the making of my 100 Days programs.
Okay.
So it's a program I use to change my life, the way that I sort of changed my view of fitness. So I've been trying to create that. Mm-hmm. But I also make customized programs for people, whether that be for fitness, for nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also starting to now make YouTube videos and content as a new way to interact with people.
Oh, fabulous.
So I don't normally like to promote or necessarily discuss violence, but your story of fitness is actually really interesting. It's one of those real, like, revelation moments. Can you maybe share, like, how this turning point came about?
So 1 week before my 25th birthday, which would have been at the end of March of this year, 2016, I was hit in the face twice at work, in the course of my work, as a bouncer at a nightclub. I suffered a concussion and some whiplash, and I was out of work for some time. I had to quit my day job.
Mm-hmm.
And approximately a week after, right around my birthday, I woke up one morning and I went, wait a second. My life has changed. I know exactly what I want to do. I had absolute clarity, that sort of aha moment that people talk about. I'm starting a business. I'm making fitness that is my passion, my life, my business. And I'm going to do it. Nothing is going to stop me. And I did.
Wow.
Just kept going.
And it's amazing. There's that parallel there. Making is all about taking a vision and turning it into reality, which is essentially what you did.
Yeah.
You had a vision. It's almost like the vision was knocked clear or something, but it came into focus, and now progressively, you've been able to step forward with that project.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a moment of clarity after years of almost clarity. I had always liked it. I'd always wanted to do something. I never knew how. And then suddenly it was clear, and I said, I'm going to do this. We're going to figure out the steps. We're going to figure out what the vision is. And then we're just going to do it. And if I fail, that's fine. But I need to try.
We are familiar with those feelings.
Yeah. I think that's part of any making process, part of any creation. You have to fail. You have to do something wrong. Or else you're never going to figure out the right way to do it.
Yeah.
So if, time and money weren't an issue, what's the next steps going forward? What is, like, the ultimate...
The passion plan?
What's going to happen next?
Ideally, 100 days would become my full-time job. I would be able to create my YouTube content. I would be able to help people find their way through their own fitness journey and make their own ideal body, their own ideal life.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it all.
Ooh. Do it all.
when in doubt, I suppose, do it all.
I mean, if you don't aim high, you'll never get there. So I'd rather aim for the very top and come in somewhere in the middle than not aim high enough.
That is our problem, Ryan. We have been aiming for the middle.
Yeah.
No, aim higher.
Okay.
Understood.
Worldwide podcast domination.
Well, we have podcasts worldwide, Scotland worldwide, but that's
something.
That's a step on the way.
Where can people find you, Cassie?
So they can find me on Instagram at 100 days. All of that is written out.
Yep.
So 100.days. On Facebook, the same, 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of my other stuff is accessible through my Instagram or through my Facebook.
Fabulous. And we'll, of course, put links to those in the show notes as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, as a fitness aficionado, as a fitness content creator and coach, if you could give our audience one fitness tip that I could then siphon off for later and work on, what would that be?
move more, eat less.
Ooh.
Or maybe, to make it a little bit simpler, when you get up in the morning, have a glass of water, go for a 5-minute walk, start your day off on the right foot.
That sounds easier than eating less chips, so that's the one I'm going to do.
I do like chips.
Everyone likes chips.
All right, thank you very much for joining us, Cassie.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
And I hope you have a great day at Maker Expo.
I'm going to explore now.